Brewers 360 is sponsored by Holiday Automotive.
It took three people to contain said bird. Finally able to gently corral it and put it into that PETA-approved box where they will release the bird.
Release the bird. Brewers play-by-play man Jeff Levering, our guest this morning. Maybe they kept the bird. How did you know they were going to release it?
I was just assuming they were going to release it. I don't know.
Rank speculation on your part, Level.
Yeah, I thought so. I mean, usually in those situations, they will release said animal, whether it is a skunk or an opossum or a squirrel, or in this case, a bird, which we've had discrepancies on what type of bird it is.
It's a chick.
Who was that, Maurer?
That was Josh, yeah.
Yeah, it was Josh. I said it was they were taming of the shrew, and we were having a really good time just trying to figure out what kind of bird it was. We had a lot of opinions. I know that.
Just got one on the Old National Bank talk and text line. The bird was a warbler and in the midst of a long migration south.
Yeah. A lot of birds are making their way south at the moment. They're a little confused about the weather, but that's okay. Hey, it gave us a little bit of entertainment, that's for sure.
Cardinals also heading south, if you will, huh?
You know
how
what
about
mean?
That?
I see what you did there.
You're a little squirrely today, huh, Eric? Nice. Mm-hmm. That was good.
We're really funny today, Jeff.
That's different than any other day.
That's the best kind of funny when you tell people that you're being funny.
Let me tell you something. We're very comical today. Hey, how about that? I've told you about my dad. My dad is a great baseball man. Taught me to love the game, okay? But he has no patience. He's one of these guys that grinds on 162 games a year. So he texts me out of nowhere, 11-something in the morning yesterday. One run in 20 innings. This is a recipe for disaster. He's in complete meltdown. And then yesterday, all good. It's fine.
Yeah, no, the Brewers have gone through these kind of ruts. Every team kind of goes through these ruts where for a couple of days it just doesn't seem to work out right. And listen, Adam Wainwright just had a really good plan a couple of days ago. The day before that, Washington for 11 innings shut the Brewers down after they put 9 on Saturday. It's just a funny game. And yesterday they get 4 doubles and in the fourth inning and ended up scoring 4 runs in that frame and add a couple of more runs later, win it 7-3. Chafin comes in and gives Devin Williams a day off so he doesn't have to come in and work. It just all worked out yesterday, which was great. And it's nice to see the Brewers have some extra base hit ability recently. They haven't really had that since the Canna Grand Slam. So last night was a good one. It was a really, really, really good performance. And Colin Ray was outstanding out of the bullpen, too.
You know, Jeff, Brandon Snide made an interesting comment earlier today that at what point is the leadership going to be celebrated? The Matt Arnold's, the Craig Council. I mean, has Craig ever won a Manager of the Year?
No.
Ridiculous.
It's shocking that he hasn't. It's shocking. And usually that job and that reward goes to the team with the best record. And it's just, hey, Brian Snicker, you had a really good team with your Atlanta Braves. And, you know, the Dodgers doing what they do. And Mike Schilt in his first year managing the St. Louis Cardinals, they won the division. So he got Manager of the Year award. And, you know, Craig's been finishing in the top three, it feels like, for the last 8 years. I feel like what he has been able to do with this team garners a lot of credibility. And hopefully this is the year that he wins it because he's deserved 3 or 4 of them. I know that.
Afternoon baseball in St. Louis today. Thanks, Level.
All right, you guys take it easy.
It took three people to contain said bird. Finally able to gently corral it and put it into that PETA-approved box where they will release the bird.
It's a chick.